USA Radio News with Wendy King.
They're searching for any survivors of the killer tornado that slammed into Lee County, Alabama. At least 23 people have died. Sheriff Jay Jones.
We've been talking with family members and residents in the area trying to get a count of how many individuals that we're looking for. But again, our efforts are concentrated on that. We have canine teams coming in from all over the state of Alabama and from the state of Georgia.
Donald Estes says he was terrified.
I just watched it just suck the clouds in and everything. And heavy wind and everything. And then we ran inside, and after that, it was just a lot of debris flying.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says his committee is beginning investigations of President Trump in the Russia probe. President Trump says he is innocent and that people are persecuting him. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Construction spending was down in December. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
In a Monday morning report, the Commerce Department says construction spending declined by 0.6% in December after November's 0.8% increase. Building industry analysts were expecting a 0.2% increase in December. High mortgage rates, land and labor shortages, and expensive building materials have apparently led to the decrease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The United States is warning the Venezuelan government and Nicolas Maduro not to take action against opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is returning home today to join opposition protests. More than 50 countries, including the United States and several members of the European Union, have recognized the opposition leader as Venezuela's interim president. President Maduro has said that Guaido may face justice and could be arrested for leaving the country illegally. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
With so many people announcing their presidential run in 2020, we now have word from one Democrat that he is not going to be running. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Former Attorney General Eric Holder announcing he's not running for president in 2020. The Democrat saying in an opinion piece in Monday's Washington Post, he'll focus on redistricting, the process of reconfiguring electoral districts. Holder served under President Obama and is now chairman of the National Democratic Redistricting Committee, which has been suing states over voter rights issues. Holder did not say which of the Democratic presidential hopefuls he might endorse, but he says there are many good options. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There's growing concerns over the U.S. deterrent capability of the aging U.S. arsenal against adversaries. John Clemens reports.
That was the warning from Air Force General John Hyten, the commander of the U.S. Strategic Command.
Everything that we have is aging out. We have bombers, ICBMs, nuclear submarines, all of which will reach a point within about 15 years where they're no longer a viable element.
Yet if they are viable today, they are safe, reliable, ready, and they can do all the missions they need to do today. But in the future, that won't be the case. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com.